Good morning. A comfortably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, coming off a fantastic Mother's Day weather-wise across the region. Temperatures are starting out in the 40s and lower 50s on average and will quickly climb back through the 50s and 60s toward the middle part of the morning. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the day today as a warm west-southwesterly wind flow pushes through the region. This will carry our temperatures well up into the 70s and lower 80s across the region. A cool front, which is sliding in from the St. Lawrence Valley near the Canadian border, will slowly move to the south as we go through the second half of the day today and especially overnight tonight. Very little in the way of sensible weather with this front, maybe a passing shower or thunderstorm into the evening hours and overnight, but more importantly, a shift in the wind direction from west-southwest to the north. This will allow temperatures to cool overnight tonight and drop back into the 40s and lower to mid-50s. On the cooler side of the front tomorrow, we'll see temperatures struggle to get through the 60s. At the same time, the wind continues to back around toward the northeast and east, and this will develop a fetch off of the Atlantic Ocean. With the moisture influx off of the ocean, more clouds will be around tomorrow, and even the chance for scattered showers, as highs may get into the upper 60s and lower 70s in some spots if we see even a little bit of sunshine. This general flow off of the water will persist through the midweek period on Wednesday and Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers, as highs remain in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Another storm system from the middle of the country will try to make its way toward us. It'll be a slow process, and while chances for showers will be around on Thursday, the best chance of rain with this next system will be on both Friday and Saturday. Over the weekend, temperatures will cool back into the middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of the Great Lakes region and upper and mid-Mississippi Valley into the southern plains. Moderate instability will develop this afternoon from eastern Iowa into western Missouri. At the same time, 30 to 40 knots of effective shear will allow for the development of thunderstorms along a cool front in this area. Supercell structures are expected. The stronger storms will be capable of large hail and damaging winds. Low-level vertical shear may also be sufficient for a tornado or two in this region. Farther south in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas, strong instability will combine with just weak shear to produce thunderstorms capable of producing hail and gusty winds. And a winter storm warning remains in effect for the Colorado Rockies, where as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow has fallen since yesterday. Another 6 to 12 inches of snow is possible in the highest terrain, with the Denver area picking up 3 to 6 inches of snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 34 degrees, a west-northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies with light snow and 10 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 42, 62% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Pecos, Texas, to a low of 19 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. Boston sunny in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with the chance of a shower and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature 63, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 51 hundredths of an inch for the month and 11.46 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low 46. The record high 91 set in 1881 and the record low 29 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s near the Canadian border to near 80 near Glens Falls. mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, an isolated thunderstorm possible with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lower 70s. A few scattered showers Wednesday and Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 60s and lower 70s. A better chance for a few more showers Friday and Saturday, still mostly cloudy otherwise. Right around 70 Friday, in the upper 60s Saturday, and mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.